I realize that this is not our chosen work together, but many of the listeners do continue to ask, particularly when they're first time with us, ask about what they call the Christ consciousness and about various religious aspects and about the Bible. I felt it would be appropriate to at least have the basis of your perspectives on these subjects available to those who question. And I think basically that's what's behind this tape itself.
It is a good plan.
First, if you would, for me, define three terms, Christ consciousness, religion, and the Bible. Our dictionary says Christ is the Messiah whose appearance is prophesied in the Old Testament. And Messiah is the promised and expected deliverer of the Jews. And so that's what Christ is in our dictionary. In our dictionary, consciousness is stated as the state of being conscious or knowledge of what's happening around one or the totality of one's thoughts, feelings, mind, and awareness. What are you sensing from the asker who's asking you about Christ consciousness?
Whenever we are interacting in your words, we are utilizing your labels as description which encompasses great meaning. Every word is a label. And there is much confusion regarding most labels, regarding most words, for there is always more behind the word than can be stated with the word.
Sure.
From our perspective, what that is that you are calling Christ consciousness is the awareness of the broader inner being and its relationship to all that is. You see, as physical man relates one with another,
yes,
they choose the best way of explaining in the most concise way.
Sure.
And so there is much assumption as differing words are used. Every being is having his own individual experience with this Christ consciousness. In other words, as this inner being or this God force comes forth from within, it is interpreted by the individual according to the beliefs in which he is now housed.
Sure.
And that is the reason that there are so many different explanations of what it is or of how it comes forth.
Sure.
Indeed, it is really an individual thing and cannot appropriately be grouped under one heading.
But I see, as I think what you were just saying, we have a tendency to use labels to avoid having to use complete thoughts each time. It's kind of a time saver or a shortcut to thinking. But in the long term, we lose a lot by trying to label many things under one label.
It is very difficult to describe something as vast as consciousness
right.
with words.
Right.
For that which is your consciousness goes far beyond which you can even put into words. That is the greatest difficulty we have in interacting with you.
I see that.
There is so much that we are wanting to express that you have not yet formulated words to describe.
Correct. Next definition, the dictionary defines religion as any specific system of belief, worship, conduct, etc., often involving a code of ethics and a philosophy, as the Christian religion, the Buddhist religion. And another definition they have, or belief in a divine superhuman power or powers to be obeyed and worshipped as the creator or ruler or rulers of the universe. And then also they class religion as an expression of this belief in conduct and ritual. How do you use the word religion? What are you hearing from us when we speak it to you?
The definitions that you have offered are primarily what we receive as the understanding from most when they are referring. We would state simply that a religion is a set of beliefs.
The next definition, Bible, the dictionary says any collection or book of writings sacred to a religion, as the Quran is the Muslim Bible, Old Testament is the Jewish Bible, the New Testament and the Old Testament is the Christian Bible, and the Catholic Bible contains also the Apocrypha. What do you hear us say when we use the word Bible?
As it has been described by your words, it is a collection of that which is considered to be sacred. There are many Bibles.